Have you ever wondered what it would be like to live in a different day and time? Maybe during the Elizabethan era or in the wild, wild west with Bonnie and Clyde? Let's say just 40 years ago, long before there was a World Wide Web, many people were still fighting for their rights to vote, and in the state of Virginia and a few others, it was illegal to marry someone of a different race. Now, we've talked about the books, movies, and music that has been released over the last 20 years or so that deal with multicultural and interracial relationships. Now, the truth is, we don't have to go too far to reach out and literally touch someone that's different than ourselves. But you do realize that it wasn't always this way. There was a day and a time not that long ago that it was not only frowned upon for people to socialize with people of different races, it was against the law. Now, if you read the book Mixed Marriages by Joel Krong, it was on Letitia's literary list a few months back. Well, Joel says that the reason that blacks and whites remain the most controversial of the mixed matches is that, quote, America's history of slavery, segregation, and bans on interracial marriages had made it hard to forgive and forget, end quote. Well, my favorite quote of all time is, forgiving isn't forgetting, it's letting go of the pain. And in order for all of us to move forward as a people of the human race, we must let go, but never forget. We can't forget the people like Richard Loving and Mildred Jeter, who were married back in 1958 in Washington, D.C. Well, 6 months later, they were arrested, convicted of a felony, and sentenced to a year in jail, all because Richard was white and Mildred was black. The judge stated in an opinion, Almighty God created the races, white, black, yellow, Malay, and red, and he placed them on separate continents. And but for the interference of his arrangement, there would be no cause for such marriages. The fact that he separated the races shows that he did not intend for the races to mix. Yeah, he said that. It took 9 years and the United States Supreme Court to overturn this verdict and strike down this Virginia law on the grounds that it violated their rights to equal protection of the law and due process under the 14th Amendment. You could read the complete story by going to Connections. Now, it may not surprise many of you to know that this type of thinking and injustice took place in 1958, but it does surprise, frighten, and anger me that it still exists in 2006. The laws may have changed, but the ignorance and hatred still live on today. Now, I know that I'm preaching to the choir, but as they say, each one teach one. We should all remember the Lovings and their story, and let it be a reminder of what the power of love can really do. True love is worth working for, living for, dying for, and searching for. Happy hunting. From Letitia. And don't forget to celebrate June 12th as Loving Day. Celebrate every day. Send a link to this article to at least 20 people and tell them the story. Then call 10 people you know and tell them how much they mean to you. This is Letitia.